Good morning, and welcome to day 15 of Morning Motivation. This is Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping you live better every day. Today we're going to talk about eating healthy when you are dining out. That's right, your friend calls you up, or your wife or husband want to go out for date night, and the first thing you think is, one, awesome, two, oh my God, I'm going to slip off of my healthy eating. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. You can go out, have fun, and still eat healthy. You just have to plan ahead and use certain techniques that can help you eat healthy while you're also at a restaurant. So here's a few tips to get you started. Number one, when you get to the restaurant, what happens? The waiter brings out a huge bread basket with butter or olive oil, and everybody dives in and starts eating a lot of bread. Well, there's a couple problems with that. One, bread is usually filled with a lot of calories, so you're already starting the night out just taking in a lot of carbs and a lot of calories, typically processed carbs as well. Second, there are studies that show that, and not just studies, but the science shows that when you eat bread, your blood sugar actually spikes just as high as if you're eating sugar. So what that does is it causes a whole chain reaction that makes you want to eat more because you're going to be hungrier. And two, you're going to be more likely to store the food as fat because your insulin spikes. So you want to avoid the bread basket. So what you can do is before you even sit down, you can tell the host or hostess, whoever seats you, to just say, please hold back on the bread. We don't want any. They'll be fine with that because they get to save some bread, and you'll be fine with that because you don't have to eat it. It's a lot easier than having the bread sitting in front of you and you saying, no, I'm not going to eat it. That takes a lot of willpower, and it's not easy to do. So outside of that, when you order your meal, remember that you don't have to stick to the menu. So some restaurants will have healthy options. It really depends on where you go, but some will have healthy options that offer natural food or that offer low-calorie options. That's great if you can find it, but remember that no matter where you go, you don't just have to stick to what's on the menu. You can order grilled chicken and steamed vegetables. You can order baked sweet potatoes. You can order a lot of foods that are natural and cooked clean. That means without a lot of butter and fried stuff. You can eat these natural foods without having to see it on the menu. So don't be scared to go off the menu. Most places are happy for you to do that. And even if they're not happy with it, just remember, this is your health and you got to take control of it. So you're the customer, and remember that you can order off the menu if you want. And if they don't allow it, then just go somewhere else. Just go somewhere else. It's that simple. Other things you can do are splitting a meal with a friend. So if you go out and there's a big portion of your entree, you can split that. Don't feel like you can't split it. Whenever I go out to eat with my wife, we'll typically order one appetizer and then one entree, and we'll just split them both. And that's usually plenty for us because the portions that most restaurants serve are just gargantuan. They are way too big for what anybody needs at dinner. Oftentimes, those meals will have enough calories that could last you an entire day. So I'm not saying that you have to only eat the super cleanest foods out there, but although that's the best way to get on the right track in the new year, but if you're going to cheat a little bit and you want to go out and have a good meal, just don't eat that much of it. And a good way to do that is to split it with a friend or your partner or whoever. Also, be careful with alcohol. You know, there's studies that show that red wine is good for you. It's good for your heart. Studies on the French diet are that people in France are really healthy and they drink a lot of wine and eat a lot of really good food. The difference between the French diet and the American diet is they don't eat that much and they don't drink that much, so they eat and drink in moderation. So with alcohol, make sure you drink in moderation, and if you're gonna drink, be really careful because it will lower your inhibitions with everything, especially with food. So be careful that you're not eating too much if you're gonna have a drink. Next, watch out for salads. Even though salads are usually a healthier option, sometimes they're not. Sometimes salads, especially at big chain restaurants, are packed with bacon and cheese and noodles and dressing and a lot of stuff. And some salads can be much worse for you than a cheeseburger or a hamburger or other foods that most people think are worse. So be careful with salads. And when you're going to order a salad, you want to stick with clean foods. Get grilled chicken, get vegetables. You can have some nuts, but make sure there's not a whole lot of extra stuff in there. Otherwise, it's not going to be good for you. Now, when dessert comes, it's hard to say no to dessert. it's a lot easier if you've eaten good vegetables and filled up on fiber and you can walk out of there without dessert. But if you're going to have dessert, split it with the whole table and just have a few bites. Not gigantic bites. Pick, you know, one or two forkfuls that are not gigantic and walk out knowing that you satisfied your craving and you can still go home being proud that you went out and you had a good time, but you also stayed healthy and stuck to your plan. One last tip for eating out is to talk a lot. If you're with a group or with your partner and everybody else is talking, you're going to be more likely to eat. So a great way to do it when you go out to the restaurant is talk a lot, tell stories, tell jokes, keep people entertained. The more you talk, the less time you have to eat, which is actually a good thing in a restaurant because otherwise it's too easy to just eat mindlessly without even thinking about it. So those are our tips for dining out. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you tomorrow on our next step of morning motivation. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.